Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply joint custody. Joint custody. In this world in which we live, we hear that term all too often. It simply describes a relationship where the parents have separated or divorced and the children are responsible, or the parents are responsible for both of the children equally. That simply means that each parent has certain rights as it pertains to the children. And obviously, of course, everyone loves those happy stories of couples who get married and live forever and have wonderful children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and there is never a issue or never a situation of divorce. However, we all understand that certain times, certain things just might happen, and that joint custody has been established to make sure that the child is healthy, happy, and receiving the support they need from both parties involved. In business, joint custody also plays a major role, because when you encourage someone to join your team, if you're their manager, if you are their leader in any capacity, yes, they receive the check from the corporation, but they also have certain expectations of you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to embrace the concept of joint custody, because if you recruited them, if you encouraged them to join, if you were the reason they signed the dotted line and said, yes, I want to be a part of this organization that you seem to be so happy about, guess what? You've just entered into a joint custody scenario with the employer or with the person or the corporation that cuts them their check. Yes, my friends, as leaders, as managers, we've got a joint custodial responsibility to every single person on our team, whether we hired them all or not or recruited them all or not. If they are expecting you to be the leader, then they're anticipating some joint custody. Let's talk about what that joint custody means, what it looks like, so that everyone knows how to effectively orchestrate this role. First of all, my friends, joint custody implies visitation rights. Joint custody implies visitation rights. Yes, the best leaders in the world are those that are seen. Politicians, even the President of the United States, those individuals hit the campaign trail and they host rallies in multiple cities and states. Why? Because they recognize that people need to see them, that the strongest leaders are the ones that realize, yes, you know what, I've got a right to visit the people on my team. Sometimes you may use Skype or Zoom or some other internet-based component to see your team members in person. However, they need to see you. I've got a mentor of mine who I respect and appreciate tremendously. And every now and then, he will hop on a plane just to come and have a session with me. I appreciate it so much because he doesn't have to do it. I'm glad to hop on a plane and go see him. But no, he recognizes that as the leader, his responsibility is to make sure he sees me. When was the last time you saw all the members of your team? When was the last time you put together something where they could all see your face? When was the last time you said, listen, we're not going to do a conference call today. I want to see everybody. I miss you. I haven't spoken to you in a long time, and I want to put my eyes on you to make sure that everybody is doing well. Yes, my friends and neighbors, joint custody means that as a leader, visitation rights are our responsibility. The next component is the touchy subject. It is called financial support. Yes, when it comes to joint custody, my friends, that's the one that most don't want to hear, but it is a responsibility of the leader to participate in the financial support of those on their team. What do I mean? I don't mean that you're supposed to cut their check. Corporations do that. I don't mean that you're supposed to pay them to come on board. No, no. All I mean is that there are times when you incentivize them and when you give them rewards. I remember a long time ago, my mother told me when I was younger and early marriage, she says, listen, you can have as many kids as you are willing to support. Obviously, of course, I took that to heart. And I've got 6 children, and my willingness says I must support them all. By the same token, how do you offer financial support to those on your team? If there's a meeting, you pay for the meeting space. If there's a lunch, you pay for the lunch. If there's a dinner, you pay for the dinner. If there's a marketing material, special t-shirts, things you want them to have to look and feel like they belong on your team, you buy it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everyone can do something. No parent can understand when the other parent won't contribute anything to the success of a child. And no employee, no team member, whatever you want to call them or however you want to phrase them, they can never fully understand why their leader won't do anything. I mean, it can be as simple as sending a thank you card. It can be as simple as buying a t-shirt or sending them a postcard when you're on a trip or vacation. But they should receive some kind of support. Teachers in classrooms all across the United States of America in public schools, the public school teacher is responsible for paying the cost of decorating his or her classroom. The teachers are responsible if they want to have a in-class party or a special event in class. The teachers have to pay for that. That's not supported by the school. The teacher says, I'm going to pour into the lives and I'm going to do it with my money just like I do it with my words. My friends, I encourage you to build a team that you can support. Don't recruit somebody or get somebody involved and then you're not willing to do anything for them. Yes, do something. Encourage them not only with your visible support and moral support, but also provide for them at some level financially. It doesn't have to be big, but it has to be something. Finally, my friends, the custodial parents are responsible for providing and planning for the future. For planning for the future. Yes, my friends, if you have children and you're not in the same house with the children's mother or father, then you're still responsible for being a part of that future plan. Somebody's got to pay for the weddings. Somebody's got to send them to college. Somebody's got to be willing to support the cost of medical school and all these other kinds of things. And the plans have to be orchestrated on both sides. Yes, there's a career path outlined for the company, and that path should be supported both by the company and the leader. I would love to ask you, when was the last time you discussed the future with the members of your team? When you sat down and outlined the plans that you've got for them, the goals that you have for them, when was the last time you put a pen and paper to it and said, listen, I know that you can excel in advance, and here is the level that I want you to do it with. I want you to go from here to here in this amount of time and here to here in that amount of time. My friends and neighbors, we've got a joint custodial responsibility to everyone that looks to us as leaders. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I encourage you, if you did, to explore Success Training Institute. You can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.